Well, I think the objective here really came through our policing department. I think there's a twofold objective. One is that these tend to take time and effort from our police to come to court and to collect the fine and make sure these things are handled. With the mail-in option, I think it's going to be much more efficient, and I think the feeling was that the $350 fine would still be significant but payable by most individuals who have this particular problem. Well, I think the reality is that the number of incidents is significant and ties up a lot of that policing effort that can be better used elsewhere on more significant crime. Now, if there is repetitive use, the officer has alternatives to make decisions that will allow them to charge the State Crime Act, which would be a much stiffer penalty and help reduce that in the long run if someone is repetitive or has other related criminal activities.